Drum roll.
You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful, awesome episode of Easy Talk Live, only on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you guys are ready for an awesome show. We got a great, amazing guest today. She's a very good friend of mine. Her name is Summer Helene. She was a former Victoria's Secret model. We're going to listen to her awesome life as a Victoria's Secret model. And not only was she a Victoria's Secret model, but she was a Victoria's Secret model in a very cold location. So you got to like wear like no clothes in a very low cold location. Want to hear how she did that? And she's also an amazing producer. She's a philanthropist. She helps adoptions. She does amazing stuff. So we're glad to have her. Guys, we're just rock and rolling with these events. If you go to the application, the Eric Zuli app, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, click on the calendar, you'll see all of our events. We've got over 7 or 8 events on the calendar. We got A-list level events. We've got a great event tonight. We're going to be with the HBO comedians and Deaf Comedy comedians and Comedy Central, and it's over at the Inside Jokes and Hollywood Highlands. So if you're in the area, stop by. Say that you're doing it the easy way. They'll take care of you. And then, so that's 7th and the 14th, we have an amazing, it's at the Century Plaza. It's like a really corporate private event for a friend of ours, a partner of ours' birthday. This is actually the company that's coming together. We're in talks of creating the Easy Way Broadcasting tablet. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Easy Way Broadcasting tablet. You'll be able to buy our tablet and go to our app and all the events and everything Easy Way. It's just right there in the palm of your hand. Just whoop, real simple. And then we have August 31st coming up. August 31st is going to be the Bringing Hollywood to Orange County event. That's an awesome event in Orange County. And, so that's August. That's August for you guys. It's just going to be amazing. So we're going to go old school. And I hope you guys are ready, because we got my girl, Summer. Wait, hold on. She got the proper introduction. Ready? You guys ready for Summer Helene? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I think that's the best introduction I've ever gotten.
That's because you're doing it the easy way now. That's how we do it. What's going on, Summer?
A lot of everything at this particular moment in time. I'm really excited. I didn't know you had so many events on your calendar. I've got to go take a look at it.
Well, you're coming with us tonight to the comedy thing. You and your lovely mom and your assistant and probably more of your entourage. Who knows?
Usually, I have 3 assistants, but I'm only bringing 1 tonight.
Woo-hoo!
So that's going to be interesting.
Well,
I'm only bringing the 1.
Okay. You're bringing the beautiful one, though, right?
And I am. Actually, they're all gorgeous.
Of course,
yes,
they are.
I'm bringing Alexis, my personal assistant.
That's how you roll. And we want to say thank you for coming on to my my talk show every Friday, 3 o'clock on Pepper J Productions Actors Entertainment Network. You were my co-host. We had a great time with Vincent M. Ward from Walking Dead.
Gorgeous. I love him. He's
you
wonderful.
Stole my
he
show, girl. Stole my show. You stole my pop spotlight. All my fans were like, who's she? They didn't care about me anymore.
I sincerely doubt that. You're far more entertaining than I think anyone I've ever had the pleasure of speaking with. Plus,
well,
you're funny.
You.
You're very good off the cuff.
Well, God is amazing. He gave me a really wonderful gift, and I have to say thank you to my friend TKO, who taught me the secrets of flow points, and it really helped me help me exercise my mind in thinking in many different directions. So, Summer,
I'm not sure what flow points are.
You don't know what flow points are?
I don't know what flow points are.
Well, if you go to my fans page and all the fans out there that are listening, go to the fans page, Eric Zuli Fans, I'll throw some some little tidbits of what flow points are and how it can help you in resourcing yourself to benefits and success. But Summer, this is about you today. You are a former Victoria's Secret model. You are a producer. Everybody from Paramount to Viacom to NBC to ABC to all the major networks want to get a hold of you. You have a radio show on Sirius Radio. You're beautiful. You're amazing. Why are you so amazing, Summer? Talk to us.
Well, I like that. I like me from your direction. I don't know. I started when I was very, very young. I was a Victoria's Secret model in Seattle, Washington. I don't know what I was thinking. Then came to, you know, which is a little silly. I mean, you know, I walked around in my underwear in Seattle and then came to California, and now I have to walk around in a suit. I think I did a little backwards. I work with most of the studios, and I have a good time. I'm really good at getting anything distributed. I love my charity stuff, and I think the reason I'm so amazing is my mom was in entertainment and smacked me around a bit whenever I did the wrong thing.
And it's probably a little bit of that accent, too. I just melt every time you talk, and I bet my fans do, too.
You know, I think the accent makes me sound smarter than I am. People, I can come up with a really ridiculous idea, and I have people turn around and go, that's brilliant. And I'm sitting there going, oh, okay. I was kidding, but sure, we'll give it a go.
Now, I know, you know, we have a lot of followers on social media, as you know. I have about 200,000 followers on Twitter, you know, 19,000 on Facebook, and a lot of people on LinkedIn, a lot of business people. And one of the biggest questions, and you probably get this too, I get pitched probably 10 to 20 times a week on TV projects. And, you know, our network, Easily
Yes.
Broadcasting, you know, we're all about helping people connect to Hollywood. Okay, we want to connect you to Hollywood. We want to open those doors. We want to do everything we can to have you get success, so then you can social media that out and say you did things the easy way and you got success. I mean, you know how it works. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was saying exactly.
Okay, you just knocked me off track.
Green,
it's okay.
You.
So you being who you are, and so for all those people out there that might be trying to, you know, move their projects a little bit in the TV or film world, I got to put you on the spot here. I got to throw a big spotlight on you, you know, if you don't mind. You're very resourceful, very, very, very resourceful, and you're probably one. I call you the queen of distribution when it comes to getting things on television and getting, you know, all the films and doing in the right spots. You know, you know how to take pieces and put them into the right places so it creates the right picture and puzzle. You know, how do you do that? How can we help some of our fans possibly?
One of the first things I always tell everyone is make sure your project is not a heart project. And as terrible as that sounds, it's show business, not my mother thought my script was excellent business. Make sure it's something that's market, you know, it's viable for the market. Make sure it's something that is not just going to interest you, it's going to interest people on a wide scale. Make sure it's something that's market friendly for the time. Make sure it's not behind the times. You know, you're not going to come out with something vampire or werewolf now that we've gotten past that dreadful twilight stage. You have
dreadful.
To work with
dreadful.
What
wait,
is
wait, wait, wait. I gotta stop you. You're dreadful. You know how many
I
fans...
I hated Twilight.
It
was
you're
terrible.
Gonna have a Twilight fan. You're gonna, I'm gonna get jumped when I walk around Hollywood. I'm gonna have the Twilight fans come after me. Watch what you say.
Okay, well, it's my fault, not yours. If you're mad at me for not liking Twilight, also know that, you know, I'm really jealous that I'm not the one that made it. And I hate
okay, well,
it,
there you go.
But... I hate it, but I would kill to make it. You know, it's... Hollywood's not always about what's good, it's about what sells. They made Blast, What's-His-Face, More Cop, for example. And I know a few of the producers on that, and I could not believe they made it. But as long as you have decent distribution, decent marketing, people will watch almost anything.
Well,
so,
there you go. How do you get decent distribution and decent marketing? What's the summer secrets?
You got to know
hot
someone.
News?
You got to know someone. Find a producer that will champion your project. Make sure there's someone that's clued in. Make sure there's someone that knows people. Because Hollywood is as much as... we try and say it's not very nepotistic. The truth of the matter is my distributors work with me because they know I'll bring them quality projects. I'm not someone they have to worry about losing money on. So if I pick up a project and take it to any of my distributors, they don't really look at it for very long. It's simply, okay, we'll take it, yes or no. And predominantly it's yes. You know, I've never had anything that didn't make money, and I've never had anything flop, I've never had anything fail, and I've never had anything not get made. So I'm easy money. The best way
easy
is to
money.
Be easy money.
I like
money.
That name.
Easy
I like
money.
That name. There you go. It. So how's my project doing? Have you told anybody about the Easy Show yet?
I have, quite a few people.
Ooh.
And I'm waiting for responses, and I can't tell you who on air. Otherwise, I'm going to get in trouble. Because
yeah,
I just
no,
called everyone nepotistic. I'm going to turn around and be like, yeah, I talked to this person. I don't want to get in that kind of trouble.
No, we don't want to get you in trouble in any way. Definitely not. But so we have amazing things happening. We were talking about events. One of the events I actually forgot to mention is the African Oscars at the Saban Theater off Wilshire on September 13th. Guys, your man Easy, Eric Zulli, is going to be hosting the red carpet officially, as well as Easy Way Broadcasting is a title sponsor on that event. They're expecting about 800 people, about 300 celebrities, and a lot of media. It's amazing, and it's supporting a great cause. Now, mm-hmm. Summer, I guess you're a presenter on there, and how did you get involved with them? How did you get involved with them?
I knew this really nice guy that introduced me. No, I did it. What? How do you say it? I did it the easy way.
There you go.
Yeah, and I knew Easy, got involved through that. It's the first time I'm presenting at something like that. Usually I just speak at the film festivals, Comic-Con, that sort of thing. So this is fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to shake it up. Uh-huh. Woo! Okay, but we're going to shake it up on stage, guys. It's going to be amazing. Now, I'm going to give you guys some inside information. This is in conversations right now. I got to talk to the MMPA. I got to talk to my man, GRV. I got to talk to the committee. But as you know, we have an award named after me by the City and County of Los Angeles. You know, I've been congressionally recognized. We have an award that we honor individuals. The first individual in 2012 was the co-founder of E-Entertainment and my partner and mentor, Larry Namer. And the second individual was my partner and good friend, Shelly Hunt, who's the founder of Women of Global Change. And she is a major, majorly successful business entrepreneur, business strategist. And so the third recipient is going to be our wonderful Nolbert Brown Jr., who has created the Jeffersons character on the George Jefferson. He's also created All in the Family. He's been given 10 keys to the cities in 10 different states. And he's doing about 4 movies, 2 TV shows, and he's worked with a charity. And this is why we're honoring him. I'm going to let him come on because he's going to be coming on doing a segment later on the show. It's called Director's Corner. I'll let him tell you more about it. But he's worked with a charity for 30 years. 30 years he's been donating money every year. And when I heard
that's
about
pretty
that,
else.
That's yeah, it's amazing. So I was like, man, because that's what the award's about is community outreach. What have you done with the gifts God's given you? And you know, how much of a worldwide outreach do you have? And you know, what are you doing with it? So then there's many more. If people want to know more information about that, they can go to Eric Zulli blog, click on awards. You'll see more information on that. And so hopefully we're actually going to be doing an actual category of the African Oscars to honor Mr. Nolbert on behalf of my award, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, supported by the City and County of Los Angeles. So maybe we'll be up on stage there with you.
That's awesome. That's really, really amazing. But you always have your fingers in interesting things.
Well, you know, my fingers—I don't know. They have a mind of their own. I don't know what to say. But okay, so Summer, you have so many different things we can talk about. But I want to talk a little bit about your radio show. And thank you so much for having me on. I had a ton of people hit me up on social media. It was an amazing experience. It's on Sirius Radio, and it's through a doctor of some sort or something like that. Tell us about your show.
It hits a few different places. Basically what happens is it's recorded live as an internet show, then it's put on Sirius, then it's put on, I cannot remember how many channels. I have to find one of my assistants. They know what I'm doing most of the time. So it goes on all these different channels, and what started it a few years ago, I started doing interviews and speaking at the film festivals, Comic-Cons, things like that, and I ended up with this nickname, the Duchess of Hollywood. I think it was because I was a little snobby, still am. But the premise was I make people famous. You know, I get the films done, I get people in the films, that sort of thing. Oh, and I happen to be very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That wasn't my end.
I'm just kidding. That was the loud audience that was too loud laughing at you.
Ah, got it. So I got the nickname the Duchess of Hollywood. Thank you very much, Variety. Anyway, so what ended up
happening?
They're
like totally photobombed by Doug Pennant.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I'm having fun listening to your effects. I wish I had those on my show. I can't figure out how to use any of those things yet. And my show it's shot out of Phoenix, but I do it on location from wherever the heck I am at whatever time of day whenever I'm there. So it's a good show. We have 130,000.
Summer, because you live in Phoenix and you're hot. Okay, works for me. Keep going.
I don't know what that was. I actually never lived in Phoenix. I wish I did.
Oh,
it's
well, Arizona?
Area. Mm-hmm. I stayed in Corona for a while I was doing a TV show with Deb Ross. She's an Emmy Award-winning writer. She wrote Land Before Time, Darkwing Duck. She was the very first female staff writer at Disney. She made over $1 billion for Universal with the Land Before Time series.
I want to meet her.
I know. she's awesome. You should meet her. I did the Rocks TV show for her. And it was very, very interesting, actually. And that was shot in Sedona, Arizona. And Arizona itself is having a lot of trouble with trying to get some film incentives and things through. I spoke with the Governor Jan Brewer about this because somehow I got talked into doing that. So I spoke with her about the film incentives and things, and frankly, it's just not a very film-friendly state. So a lot of the people that live out there still work out of California.
Okay. Well, hey, Summer, let me stop you really quick. Joining us, guys, to the show is our Easy Way Angel, Sonia Harley. She is our Nightingale Angel. This girl sings with Stevie Wonder, performs in front of 120,000 different people. She just booked a Lay's commercial, and she is joining us on the show here, Easy Talk Live. Sonia, say what's up. Holla.
Hey.
You did not just have your phone on mute and not come in at the proper time on my dope-ass little intro there.
I loved your intro. It was awesome.
That's why you came in late. All right, so I'm going to have you come on as my co-host here, Sonia, and I always have my beautiful angels, call me the Charlie of Hollywood guys, come on and hang out with us. So, Summer, you were telling us about how hot you are in Arizona. You're also telling us about your radio show on Sirius Radio with the doctor and who the doctor is, and go ahead.
Dr. Kevin is absolutely brilliant. I work with him. I've worked with Dr. Life. Dr. Life, he has multiple books. I work with a lot of the health nuts, and that's how I kind of got tagged in that corner.
All right. Well, hey, Summer, I keep stopping you here, but we got, you know, kind of a format to follow on the show here. I'm going to go ahead and play a couple commercial breaks and the song, guys, tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to the Easy Show fans page if you want to know more information, or theeasyshow.com. We have an amazing guest who's one of the stars of Disney's new movie coming out, How to Build a Better Boy. She's also on Lab Rats. You'll see her with superpowers blowing people up. And she's also on ABC's Families the Fosters. Now, my co-host, who last time was the beautiful Summer Herlene, our guest today. Tomorrow, our co-host is Megan Henry, who has over 1.5 million views on her music video, and the song is called "Crash a Party." So I want you guys' opinions. We're gonna go play the song, a couple of commercial breaks, then we're gonna come back to Summer and hear more of her story on her show, Sirius Radio, and the doctor, and who she has on, and how mean she is to the guests.
Yeah,
guys.
Summer's hot.
We'll be right back, guys.
You ready for this? Let's go.
Crash a Party, guys, by Megan Henry. Make sure you go check her out. It's Megan Radical on, we have to, you know, if someone's got echo, if they're listening to the radio show, turn the radio show down. What is the deal? Okay, there we go. All right, so turn your radio show down if you guys are listening to the show. What is this echo? Don't know what's going on. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, guys, and this is Vanity Drink, sponsor for Easy Way Broadcasting.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
Visit www.vanitydrink.com for prices and packages. Also, like the Vanity Drink fans page for discounts and hot updates.
Woohoo!
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East, Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour. All right, well, we're going to transform this into the Easy Way Angels segment. I give my angels the chance to shine because they're so fine. Sonia Harley, I want you to talk to Summer a little bit and give everybody an idea of your hosting skills and tell everybody what's going on in the Easy Way Angels mindset. Summer and Sonia, go ahead. Take it away.
Hi, Summer.
Hi. How are you doing, darling?
I'm doing good. I just have to say that I totally remember you coming on the show, and I remember your accent and your blonde hair and your really beautiful eyes, and I'm like, wow, okay, I totally get why you are an angel. I totally get it. And I am so, like, just, like, thrilled that we have you on the show with us. And it's almost like as if, you know, we were being sort of, like, christened by you. And I thought it was awesome. I'm like, yay, me and Stephanie and Barbara being christened by, like, a true angel. And we're true angels as well, doing things with Eric, you know, working the red carpets and stuff, and just, you know, meeting people, networking, pulling all of our shows and stuff together. Like, we really get out there and we work, and we have a really good time letting people know about how they can get connected in Hollywood. Of course, definitely through Eric Dooley, doing it the easy way, because that's the only way, you know, that it can be done. Because if you do it the hard way, it's really not worth it, like, at the end of the day, because you still have to go back and redo it over. If you just do it the easy way, then you have a one shot, one straight shot of just hooking up with us, and we'll show you how to market and brand, and we'll show you how to reach our demographic. And we have so many different people that tune into the show that love what we're doing. The energy of the show is really exciting. Every Friday we have someone amazing on the show. It's always super good just to meet these people and to talk with them. We had Vincent M. Ward from The Walking Dead and True Blood on our show. The thing that
Sonya,
let me
grab you really quick. Why don't we let's ask Summer her opinion on what we do and how the Easy Way Angels roll and what her opinion was and how her experience was when she was in the studio and she hung with us. So Summer, what's
yeah.
your opinion on doing the Easy Way?
I thought it was absolutely fabulous. I've been on a lot of shows, and I've never done anything quite like it. The energy is incredible. Your girls are lovely. You ladies really are lovely. You're absolutely wonderful. I think you make everyone feel so at ease, and everything moves so smoothly, and you have brilliant people doing your edit as you go live. I mean, God bless them. I couldn't do it if my life depended on it. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it so seamlessly. But you guys really pull it together very, very well, and everyone has a really good time. And I think what people don't see on the show are, you know, you've got the interviews going on, you know, on the left and on the right, everyone's just hanging out and talking and laughing and having a good time. And it was so low stress and so low key and just a lot of fun. And it's so very different from so many shows that I've been on where everyone is so anxious. And, you know, I'm not bashing my studios. I love them. I love you guys. But, you know, it's a very different animal. You have everything so clued in and everything is put together so well that it flows so well. There's not really much for anyone to do but have a good time and kind of go with it.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. That makes me feel so good. It really does. And definitely for Barbara and Stephanie and James, you know, editing everything, and Pepper J, like, she's very clear with how, you know, go to this camera, do this, do that, look in here, you know, and then James finishes up with all of the pictures and then the interviews afterwards. I think the format of the show is really amazing, and it's only getting better and growing. And basically all the girls, we all learn from watching Eric, you know. We watch him, like, I see him come in and interview and have this energy, and he's consistent with it. And it's, like you said, it's not anxious. It's more or less like, okay, guys, let's have some fun. Today we have, you know, whoever our guest is on the show, and then he'll tell everyone about what's going on with the Easy Show and our upcoming things, like, oh, my gosh, like the paintball the games. Are you going to try and come to the game? It's going to be so cool.
I'd love to. I really would like to. I have, I think I talked to Alexis about trying to see if I was clear that day. So I'd really like to. I never quite know my schedule. Like I said, I have three assistants, and they all book
yeah.
me for stuff. They talk amongst themselves, but no one really tells me what's going on. So... It can be a little difficult, but I do believe I'm going to that. I wanted to go stick my nose in and see if I could shoot someone with some paintballs.
Yeah, I think it would be so awesome if you came. Like, I think it would be so cool because we need more girl power out there, you know. I know there's going to be a lot of guys holding their paintball guns and stuff, you know, and I don't know if we're going to get to play or not. We're not sure, but The Angels will definitely be there. Me and
you guys should play. It would be fun. It would be a lot of fun. I'd love to see. You know, I'm all about women's lib, women's empowerment, and that sort of thing. You know, I work with some really amazing women, and I've been mentored by, you know, some really amazing women, the first women in Hollywood in their fields. So I'm all for girl power, and I'd love to see some girls get out there and, you know, show the boys what for.
Yeah, me too. Me too. That's what we were saying, Stephanie and I, and it's like there's nothing like an easy way angel holding a paintball gun, okay? People don't want to know what that feels like.
I'm really censoring myself on your show because mine's 18 and over and everyone uses a lot of bad language. So on yours, I'm trying to be really careful. But I don't know.
Yeah,
because
we do a lot of
Disney
stuff, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. But you know, it's the expression on TNA, that sells. And if you get a gorgeous girl, you know, I'm not going to complain. I made my living doing it. Now I sell it. So pretty girl with
yeah.
good money. Sell that. Okay. Did I say the wrong thing?
Yeah, we love you, but you know the kids just love us. So you know we got to stay with the teens. But you know we do special shows, guys, and we make it very known. Sometimes you know, hey, you know this is going to be a PG-13 show. It's going to be a little bit more out there. Like we actually did a show with John Marshall Jones. So he was his dad on Smart Guys and Heart of Dixie, and he has a music video out called Sweaty Booty Cheeks. And it's,
oh my gosh,
it's
that was so funny.
Do you remember that, Sonia? So Sweaty Booty Cheeks.
Yes.
It's a comedy, but you know it does get a little graphical with the booties, and he gets in it a little bit. So yeah, you know, we do let people know, but most, you know, the teenagers love us. You know, we hang with the Disney and the Cartoon Network, and the network is very teen oriented. And you still look like a teenager, Summer. So it fits very, very well. So I want to change the subject a little bit, guys. I want to flip this a little bit. Now, Summer, you are very, very involved in foster care, and you've mm-hmm. actually adopted your 8-year-old foster daughter. And what got you involved in foster care? What do you do for that?
I adopted 2 children. I had no idea. It just ended up happening. My assistant Alexis grew up in an orphanage in Peru. So I'm very involved now with the orphanage she has in Peru that's funded by Woody Harrelson, Owen Wilson, Ozzy Osbourne. I cannot stand to see someone in need. I don't like the idea that there are so many children that need love. I think that we are all in some way responsible for them. You know, if we want the world to be any better at any point in time, I think as a species, we need to step up and look after our young and look after our own. And if we don't, the people that will come out of there and the people that will grow up will never have a sense of community, never have a sense of belonging, and never learn to be productive, never learn to give or receive love. So I'm not sure how I ended up doing that. I just kind of did. I'm involved with animals. I'm involved with animal charities. I'm involved with children's charities. I don't like to see anything suffer.
Wow.
We don't either, and that's I definitely wanted to highlight that about you, about that, Summer. And also, guys, you'll notice that a lot of people that are really established in the industry, they're very quiet and humble. They're really highly involved in nonprofits. They're really highly involved in giving
yes.
back. And remember that God will reward you when you reward others. You know, if you use the gifts that God gives you, and yes, this is a total godly show. God, I'll say it all day long. God, I won't say the D word after it, but God is my man. I'm the vehicle for God. And I'm saying this because people in the industry go, oh, don't mention religion. Don't mention God. Don't do that because you bet. I can care less. If you don't like God, then don't roll the easy way. Real simple. So,
yep.
So remember, guys, you know, God will reward you if you use the gifts he gives you for the right reasons. And it sickens me when I see people, like, they'll donate to charity because of a tax write-off. Or like, someone will be homeless and they'll give them $1. When in actuality, you could take that person and bring them to Subway and buy them a freaking $15 meal. And that $15 meal could change their life. It could change someone's life within 5 seconds if you have the mindset to do so. So all my listeners out there, hope you heed that message. Hope you understand it. And Summer is a great role model, great example. And her accomplishments exceed beyond belief. She just got a show picked up on NBC. She's gotten tons of shows.
Yay!
Picked up. all over television. I've known Summer for over 10 years, probably longer than a lot of people have known her. She's a very, very, very good friend of mine. We're going to be producing some things together. We're going to definitely start playing together. And you know, it's the heart, you know, your heart is not just in your body. Your heart's to give sunshine to others. And, so I just wanted to point that out. And I wish I had a violin sound. I need a violin sound. I'm looking for my violin sound effect. I don't have it.
I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, I work with a lot of A-listers, and I'm very close with a lot of A-listers. I've some very, very good friends who are very, very famous, and I've never met anyone inside of Hollywood. I've never met a studio exec. I've never met anyone inside of Hollywood who, one, didn't have a higher sense of self and a higher sense of God, and two, I've never met anyone that's gotten any success that isn't willing to help. It's not, you know, the best thing I ever heard in my life is it's not the people that have made it that act like bastards. It's the ones that want to show you they have. And, you know, I've
heard gosh. I have to chime in because I totally agree with you. I mean, I don't think people realize how important being philosophical is. It's like the whole world is based off of putting in and then getting it back. And I think, like, all of the charities and stuff that the angels are going to start doing, we're going to start going around to the schools and talking to some of, like, you know, the youth or whatever at the school and just encouraging them to become better human beings. And it's us. And when you see someone giving, then it makes you want to give. The people who are in it for themselves, and they want to boast about who they are and what they have going on. They really don't have that much going on. That's why they're doing all their boasting. But it's like when someone is talking about you and you don't have to do it, that's when I feel that you're making your mark in the universe. And the more you give, the more you put in, you touch so many different lives. And
well, that's it. And, you know, I've seen, like, Pamela Anderson, one of the nicest human beings on the planet. You don't hear a great deal about what she does, but I've seen her. I've literally seen her mucking out horse stalls because the animals were neglected, and she was a pair of hands, and she was there. You watch Steve Buscemi after the trade towers were hit. He used to be a fireman. He actually went down there, volunteered with his old unit, cleaned up, and when the press tried to interview him, he told them to go away. That's not why he's there. A lot of the celebrities and a lot of the A-listers that, you know, I know personally or that you wouldn't think about, a lot of the charity they do is off book. You don't hear about it. You don't hear about them, you know, fostering children. Sandra Bullock is so involved. She's a wonderful woman, kindest human being on the planet. You know, just adopted a gorgeous little boy. But on top of that, she is involved in more charity work that you'll never hear about. You won't hear about these people. And it's not just giving money. It's getting their hands dirty. It's going in and making a difference.
Yeah, you will, because
yeah,
my broadcast is in the house.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why Eric has to stop, the whole stop tour with the cyberbullying, you know. So many different things that need to be stopped. And one thing that should continue to go on is, you know, giving back, like you said. I think being philanthropical is definitely at the top of every – it should be at the top of your list if you're just a decent human being. Giving back, there's nothing like the feeling of giving back. And Alatino Brown has a cyberspace media, which is like you can go on Facebook and there's like a page and everything, and it's just all about people that are getting behind and pushing the fact, you know, of stop all the bullying. And then with our whole stop tour, there's just going to be so many cool things happening that are philanthropical, that are us showing, you know, setting an example about giving back. And so I'm so glad that you're beautiful. You shine when you came on the show, and the fact that you have a foster daughter, is she the one that was there? Was she there?
She was. She stopped by. She was hanging out. She's very, very sweet.
I gave her a bracelet.
You did. She's still wearing it.
Yeah. Yay.
She was very excited. She had a good time. She loves coming to work with me, actually. She likes running around. Mostly she likes craft services.
We were excited to have her. She's such a cutie. And we are going to be posting pictures of her, guys, providing at school with you, Summer, on our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. And she is the cutest little button you'll ever see. You just want to grab her and go, please.
she's adorable.
Yeah, she had a very rough start, but she's doing a lot better. She had a very rough beginning to life, so we're trying to make sure that she has a very comfortable rest of her life.
Yeah, because sometimes that can really stamp you, right? Like, as far as
it
choices and things like that, yeah.
It does, and I find a lot of people, especially dealing with children in the system, a lot of the time are not ready. They're expecting a child that's going to come in and be grateful. They're not understanding a child's going to come in. They've been pulled from a home they knew, and if they're being taken from that home, it was usually a terrible environment. So it's
now,
very
difficult. Guys, speaking.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Summer, but speaking of charity and endorsement, we're talking about Stop Tour. This is a little clip, a little soundbite from Adrian Paul himself. He's the star of Highlander, if you remember Highlander. And he's the founder of the peacefund.org, which is actually the charity we're supporting with the Stop Tour. And what the Stop Tour is about, if you heard the commercial, we're a voice for nonprofit. Very simple. And we have about 15 A-list level events that the Stop Tour is involved in. First event is September 27th. Go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page to find out more information or the Stop Tour group. And this is Adrian Paul telling you a little bit about it.
Hi, I'm Adrian Paul. Apart from being a director and an actor, I'm also the founder of the Peace Fund. And I'm here to support the Stop the Nonsense Stop Tour presented by Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be great food, great entertainment, and it's a great cause. So be there September 27th. Peace.
Yeah, listen, Adrian. Be there. Did you like his voice tone? Be there. You
have my gosh, he has an accent too. Like, the show is filled with people with sexy accents today. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. Well, I know all my boys out there are like, who is Summer? I want to meet Summer. But okay, so Summer, you have some other things going on, you know, and we got to let you go here pretty soon because we got to get into our next segment. We're going to be talking about, in fact, if you want to stay with us, we'd love to have you. We're going to bring Norbert Brown Jr., who's, like I said, an award-winning director. He's like another Tyler Perry, and he's the director of the African Oscars. He's going to come on and tell you guys a lot of amazing information as far as the African Oscars goes. And then coming up, guys, we have a girl by the name of Rachel Robbins, okay? And Rachel Robbins is an amazing R&B singer, and I met her on Twitter through A-list level artist friend of mine. I'm not going to mention names, but met her on Twitter. I looked at her YouTube, looked at her stuff, and had to bring on the show. She's got an amazing story, amazing message. So tune in for that, guys. But Summer, so you know, go another minute. You know, tell us anything that you want to promote, whatever's going on. You know, whatever you want our fans to know about, you know, the floor is yours.
Okay. What I'd like to say is, you know, I always have 1,000 projects going on, and I'm always looking for 1,000 more. If you have projects that you're looking to get made, find myself, find another producer, find someone that will take it to a studio for you. Check out my show. It's on once a week. I tell you, similar to what Easy does, you know, how to get into Hollywood, I do it from a different perspective. He tells you how to do it the easy way. I just tell you what's going on in Hollywood. It is a fabulous show. You can find me. It's called Behind the Scenes. It's hosted by the Duchess of Hollywood, a moniker I did not give myself, but I cannot shake. Check out the show. And always, you know, spend your time listening to Easy. I think I've learned more from coming on his shows and listening to him than I have anywhere else.
Oh, thank you so much. And yeah, you want to be like Easy. You want to copy me and be a radio host. I get it. It's okay, Summer. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But we love you, Summer. Now tell my fans, is there a simple fans page? Let's simplize this for them so they can check out your show. Everybody that's doing it the easy way, make sure you check out Summer's show. I was on it. I had like 25 people asking me questions. It was a great experience. I had a bunch of girls say that I was cute. I love her show. I'm a big fan.
If you go find Summer Helene on Facebook, it gives you links to my shows. It gives you links to the films. It gives you links to everything that's going on all of the time. It's also a great way to contact if you are looking to get a film or something made. Make sure it's registered with the Writers Guild. Don't send it to people unsolicited. Actually ask them. Really easy way to get things made. And make sure it's market friendly. But again, you can find me on Facebook. Just find Summer Helene. I have that's the easiest way because I don't know where the rest of my links are. Well, I don't know where my assistants
well,
are.
We'll,
right
we'll
now.
Help you get your social media straight, because that's the key thing. It's very important to make it very, very simple. But, guys, Summer Helene, this is her doing her thing. We appreciate you, Summer. Stay on the line. Don't go anywhere, because we want you to definitely come on board when Nolbert's on, and or if you got things to do. I know you're Summer Helene. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. And, guys, coming up, we have a song by Rachel Robbins. It's called Out of My Head. It's an original from her. And I want you guys to, you know, post your comments. And we're looking at the chat box. You know, go on the fans page and let us know what you think. And then when after her, we're going to be bringing Nolbert Brown on with his segment, Director's Corner. And this is Rachel Robbins with Out of My Head.
Out of my head, I'm moving. At least that's what I'm telling myself when I'm alone at night. And in my eyes, I see the worst in you. No way I'm taking you back in.
Twitter. How old are you?
I'm 17 years young.
17 years young. She's already correcting me on my show, guys. You never say the word old to a woman. That's a no-no. Welcome to the show, Rachel. I bet my fans, everybody's definitely want to hear your story. You know, why are you an artist? What is Out of My Head about? You know, talk to us.
Oh, gosh. Well, Out of My Head, I actually wrote it 2 years ago. It's not a boy, I'm not going to say any names, but it was just a time
Please do, say names, we love names.
Okay, his name was Dean.
Dean! Dean got on blast. Okay, go ahead.
How dare you, Dean? it was just one of those things where, you know, I felt like I wasn't being treated like I was supposed to, so I poured it out into a song.
Ooh.
Right on.
I love it. And the video's got some views on it too. So, and Dean probably knows it's about him. Yeah.
Oh, now if he didn't, now he does.
I love it. That's how we do it the easy way. It's an amazing song, guys. Definitely go to your YouTube. What's your YouTube so people can check it out?
Just Rachel Robbins. My name has two L's in it, so that might mess people up.
Two L's. Rachel Robbins with two L's and two B's.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your story, Rachel. You know, we don't have too much time, but talk to us.
Yeah, well, around 14, I mean, I've always been, like, involved in music at my schools and stuff and in my chorus classes, but around 14, I was like, hey, Dad, I want to sing. And, you know, luckily my dad is in the entertainment business, so he had, you know, a few easy phone calls to make, and next thing I knew, I was in the studio, you know, writing some songs, and next thing I knew, I was recording, and then I went to Nashville, and, you know, everything's really escalating now, and it's only been 3 years, really, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Don't you love those type of phone calls? Go, Dad. Dad power.
Dad.
Well, you are very talented.
Yeah.
That's why we brought you on the show here, Rachel. You have an amazing voice, beautiful look, very talented. So we do a segment on our show called TT with EZ. We have our beautiful angel, Sonia Harley, which is a very established artist. I think you guys should get together behind the scenes, talk a little bit. You know, Sonia can tell you more about TT with EZ.
We'll
go ahead. I would love to bring her on the show.
Well, there you go. Hey, you guys talk. So we'll talk offline. You guys can connect. Rachel, we'll definitely, hopefully help get together with you more. You know, we're doing an amazing tour that does feature artists, and it's a fundraiser for an amazing charity for kids. You can look into more of that at Stop Tour. And, we'd love to have you back. You're just amazing. Tell Dad thank you for his wonderful work. And so we got to get to our next segment. We're going to go to a quick little let's get a woohoo for Rachel from Easy Way Broadcasting. Go, Homer.
Woohoo!
Yeah. All right, so
thanks for having me.
So guys, this next segment is an award-winning, now mind you guys, award-winning director. He is the creator of the George Jefferson character and George Jefferson, All in the Family. He's directing the African Oscars with some very big names, and he's going to tell you more about that. And he's doing an amazing TV show. Me and him both, we're both producing, and he's directing an amazing TV show about ladies that were raised in foster care, what their life was like, and where they are today. It's an amazing, amazing story. So, guys, without further ado, we're going to go to Norbert Brown Jr., Director's Corner. And if you guys have any questions for Rachel, you can just go to our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page. We'll make sure she answers them. And and thank you so much for listening to the show, Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk Live. This is Norbert Brown Jr.'s Director's Corner.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Norbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Hey. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody out there. This is the Director's Corner, and today I am here talking about the African Oscars, and also I know that EZ is going to join me today so we can talk about some of the things that's going on with him and some of the big things that he has going on, and also about him and the African Oscars and the great work he's going to be doing, like always, on the red carpet. And we have so many shows.
Cool, I'm here with you, Norbert. I got you back.
Okay,
what
great.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, so we could talk about some of the people that's going to be there, Easy. How about that?
Well, I see a lot of people on the flyer, and if people go to easywaybroadcasting.com or they go to our application, they click on calendar, you'll see the flyer without me on it, Norbert.
Yeah, they working on that. They've been working on that all night long. I did talk to them this morning, and I was just running around getting myself together and getting a couple custom-made tuxedos for the event. So we want people to go out there and also go to Easy Way Broadcasting to find out more about tickets, too, because we want you to go out there and get your tickets to sit and party with the stars after the event. But we have a lot of stars like Lou Gossip and, you know, a lot of major, major people that's going to be there. So if you love Lou Gossip and Keith David and Peter, you know, everybody going to be there. So I think that everybody need to get there. Tickets now, Jodeci, the tribute, all kinds of things is going on that day. And I know Easy's going to be in rare form, you know, because he's always in rare form. So you know it's going to be exciting. You get a chance to meet me. You know, you get a chance to meet some of the major stars in Beverly Hills. And everybody that's about Hollywood will be there.
I love it. That sounds pretty cool, man. So the African Oscars, what is the African Oscars about? Because I know what the Oscars is about. But
okay, well, it's the opposite of the Oscars. The African Oscars is about Nollywood, and Nollywood is African Hollywood. It's all about their movies. It's all about what's going on in their world. And now they connected Nollywood with Hollywood and made the African Oscars. You know, it's just like the Oscars. You win your award for the best movie. You win your award for the best actor, the best actress, the best young actress, the best young actor, the best dancer, the best costume. You know, everything that the Oscar does, they do. But guess what's the surprise about the African Oscars? When it comes on and when you go there to see it September the 13th in Beverly Hills, they're going to say the best foreign film. You know what the best foreign film is in the African Oscars?
What?
Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Hollywood is, yes, Hollywood actors, the American actors, is the foreign. It's the reverse. They are the foreign film.
Okay, that's cool. All right, well, I didn't know that. So I heard Vivica Fox is gonna be there, and the guy from Transformers, the big black guy.
Lester. Lester. Jackie Christie.
Lester.
Yeah, Lester. Jackie Christie. Phoenix Rose. Dominique Nicole.
In honor of Lester, we got the Transformers. We're transforming into making money and supporting people and tickets. Yeah, woo. Okay. So now, the African Oscars. How big would you say the red carpet's gonna be? How long?
I say the red carpet is going to be so big. I think about 60, maybe about 60 feet long, wide, really wide. I think it's from outside all the way into inside of this beautiful, beautiful theater.
Oh, cool. Right. Wow. And it's at the Sabata?
Sabata Theater up in Beverly Hills.
Sabata Theater in Beverly Hills. Okay. Wow. That sounds like fun. And you're being honored for what?
Oh, I'm getting the Image Award that I had a great image for the last 40 years. And I also give back to the communities. I give back to all over the world with Goodwill. And a lot of people know about Goodwill, what it do for people and help homeless people, clothe people, put shoes on your feet. Goodwill
Woo-hoo!
Does all that.
Yay. I have to. Homer's my new little buddy, man. When he hears something that he likes on the show, he goes woohoo. So Nolbert. Now we have a special treat, extra special guest. She is somebody you might know, you might recognize. We're gonna give her the wonderful drum roll, and because she's so special. This girl is. In a reality show, and she has a foundation called the Phoenix Project. Oh, I gave her away. Phoenix Rose, welcome to the show.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, I'm driving.
Oh, so you're just special like that, girl. You don't even have to be in an office or be prepared to the show. You just be driving and you just be calling on your cell phone, special like that. Okay.
Yeah, that's modern technology until the call drops me, right?
Well, guys, I wanted to have Nolbert on as well for this because Nolbert actually was the one that introduced me to Phoenix Rose. Nolbert is directing, and I'm producing with them a show called the 215 Stilettos. And Phoenix is actually one of the stars of that project. And they're currently in negotiations with Centric, BET, CW, a lot of major networks that are very interested in the project. And so Phoenix, you're foster care. You were raised in foster care. You had an interesting life, let's say. You know, talk
yes.
to our audience.
Hi, I'm Phoenix Rose, and yes, I was raised in foster care from the age of 11 until emancipation, which just means you're an adult, and at 21. So I lived at 11 different places. I basically moved every 6 months. So I was really raised by a village of different people because I moved around a lot. But I now have something called the Phoenix Project, which came about because I know what it feels like to grow up as a foster care child and, like, not have clothes or not have anywhere to live and stuff. So I'm actually headed right now to a place called Youth Services Incorporated here in Philadelphia. It's 1526 Fairmount Avenue to give donations. The Phoenix Project is donating today And this is what we do. We go into what used to be called orphanages. They're called RTS now, where the kids sit, like emergency placement. And, you know, we just provide life-sustaining goods. So we are, you know, open to take donations and any type of support that you all could give to this Phoenix Project. All of our services are free. We don't charge for anything. So that's what I do. And, you know, that's what came out of my heart from growing up in foster care.
Now, doing it the easy way, Phoenix, you recently met an individual the other day. Do you remember who that individual was?
Yes, her name was Maria, and I'm going to be working with her. She's with the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. So we're bringing this Phoenix Project out to Los Angeles, California. I can't wait to get into the group homes out there and actually see some of the children and, you know, provide some basic needs. You know, it's just basic stuff that they don't have, and their budgets just aren't there to provide everything. So that's where organizations like this come in, and we try to fill the gap.
Now, obviously, you know Nobert. Nobert knows you. We all know each other,
yes.
and we're involved in the African Oscars. My question is, why isn't the Phoenix Project sponsoring the African Oscars, or is it?
I would definitely love to. And that's something that I could definitely talk to Nobert about. Hi, Nobert.
Hey,
is he there?
Yes,
hi. Yep, I could definitely talk to Nobert about, and I believe that's something we had discussed, Evie. And we just got to pin it down. You know, I would love to do that you know, get the visibility from that. I'm excited to be doing the pre-host show with Jackie Christie, thanks to Mr. Brown, you know, for that. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. So.
Mr. Brown is such a nice guy. Tyler,
he's
eat your
awesome.
Heart out, because Nobert Brown is coming. He'd be helping people, putting them in pre-host
he
positions
does.
And all that fun stuff.
Yes.
I'm happy to know you, Mr. Brown.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
He said, yeah. He's so humble.
Well, you know, he kind of got a little bit of a shock. He wasn't expecting me to, you know, bring you in on his director's corner, but you know,
but
when I heard
he's my director, he's been directing my career for some time.
I figured it fits. You know, he's your director. You guys work together, and when I heard about the Phoenix Project, I just wanted to on air, you know, help try to form the two, because I looked into the African Oscars. I looked into researching it. I looked into to more about what they do and how they support, and then what you do with the kids, Phoenix, and the fact that you're pre-hosting, you're involved. You know, we had to put it together. So hopefully, guys, you'll
yes.
see the Phoenix Project on the African Oscars. It's probably not going to be cheap, not going to be easy to do, but you know, hopefully we can play around, do it the easy way, and we're going to really be expanding that project exponentially. It's amazing, and we're definitely looking forward to helping these kids. Phoenix, what you do is awesome, and I know that you're doing a little bit of music too. You recently
yes.
met a really cool producer.
Yes, Mo Ager, Grammy nominated producer, former Timberwolves basketball player. So I'm excited to be working with Mo. He's waiting on my lyrics via email. I'll be laying them tomorrow night, so I'm excited.
Did you say that you're making a former NBA and Grammy nominated producer wait? Did I hear that correctly?
No, that's not what I said at all.
Yeah. Because you're waiting on your lyrics.
Yeah, we got to get them laid. I mean, we got to lay them first, right?
Well, you better lay them down, girl. What's wrong with you? That's a Grammy nominated producer. Keep going.
I am for sure. But, you know, I just want to say thanks for having me on, Easy, and Mr. Brown for having me on your segment as well. And thank you to Mr. Brown for, you know, all the influence he's had on my career so far. It's rare that you meet people like either one of you guys, you know.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Phoenix. We appreciate it. We're going to go back. I'm going to give Mr. Brown his time back. So you go ahead and make a difference. Go help those kids. Thank you for coming on the show. You guys, Phoenix Rose, make sure you go hit her fans page Spheenix on, yes. on Facebook. She's doing amazing things. Thanks for coming on the show, Phoenix.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, guys. So we are going back to the legends part of the show, the old school legends. And, hey, you're going to love this, Norbert. Listen to my music. Norbert Brown. Norbert Brown Jr. Here we go. Talking about the after Oscars. All right. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so,
yeah. That's pretty cool.
The African Oscars, man, is going to be so exciting. So how much are tickets? You know, how do people get involved if they want to? If they want to be a sponsor, if they want to support the event, you know, how what do people do?
Well, to be a sponsor, you have to go to their website, AfricanOscars.org, and sign up or get in touch with the phone number on the website. Tells you more about being a sponsor. That's not my department. But the excitement is my department, and the entertainment is going to be there that night. We have a tribute to the legendary Bobby Womack. We also have a tribute to some of the great stars of Hollywood that passed away in the last couple months. And that's going to be really awesome, too, because we have an exciting singer on that one, too. And it's going to be an exciting show from the beginning to the end. We have the pre-show with Phoenix Rose and also Jackie Christie. That's going to be very exciting, along with some of the African stars that's going to be out there also as presenters and also as hosts. We have Who's Who in Hollywood all night. You're going to see two or three people teamed up that you never saw before. We just added on Miss California that's going to be on the show also. So it's so many surprises, so many legends getting awards. I'm actually getting an award that night, and I'm trying to wait and see if the legendary Pam Grier will give me that award.
Where's my award at, Norbert? I'm a legend. Just kidding.
Well, you're a young legend. Young legends, they got to keep going. And long as young legends are around, it makes old legends feel real good out there in the business. So you are a young legend, a young lion, and then with you guys like you out there, it could take guys like me, and we can rest and just look at what y'all guys can do out there. So, you know, the easy way is what's going on right now, and the easy way is going to be all over the African Oscars. And so make sure that you go to his website. Make sure that you be a part of the Easy Way Broadcasting. And make sure that, you know that he's making a difference for Hollywood and all over the world. And you need to join the Easy Way.
Speaking of cool stars and the Easy Way and how awesome we are, I appreciate it, Norbert. Cool stars on the carpet.
Hey, I'm Dean Kane. I'm here at the premiere of A Horse for Summer.
Oops. Tell me.
Hey, I'm Dean Kane. I'm here at the premiere of A Horse for Summer. I play the dad. I'm a dad now. That's what happens. It's a beautiful little film. Please come see it, because we're all doing it the easy way. Boom.
Boom. Yes.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Take a guess. If you're the guest, anybody. You can't recognize his voice?
Easy.
Come on, man. It's the Man of Steel. It's Superman. It's Somerville. It's Dean Kane.
Oh, okay. I'm not. I don't look at TV that much or movies that much. I only look at my own stuff.
Oh, I got you. Okay, it's like that, huh? And then see if you can guess who this is. And I'm not gonna play the whole interview. But
hey, it's Faithy J Entertainment on the Easy Show with Joey Manda. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Oops. Wrong one. My bad. This is the one.
What's going on, guys? I'm Eric Zulli for the Easy Show. What's going on, John?
What's going on, Eric?
Man, I there's no words to describe what it's like to stand next to greatness like this.
I had the same feeling.
Really?
I had the same feeling.
You're not wearing a fedora hat, though. We got to get you an Easy Way fedora hat. But, guys, I'm standing next to John Mata.
Damn it. Oops.
John's standing next to you. It's like standing next to Abraham Lincoln.
You're a little muffled,
Robert. Yeah. So that's a good thing, John.
It's hard to hear.
And giving you a compliment, that's awesome. John Mata is a great, great person.
It's
and,
hard to hear you.
You know,
you're muffled. Why are you muffled?
I don't know. I'm not underwater or anything.
Now we can hear you perfect. Go ahead and say how cool I am.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So, no, that's great that you, you know, you and John Mata was having a little fun there. That's really awesome. You know, y'all guys are two cool guys.
Who is John Mata?
John Mata is the president of the CW.
Vice president.
Yeah, well, I'm moving him up, okay?
Oh, okay.
I'm forgetting what I'm talking to here.
My bad.
He's the vice president of the CW right now. That don't mean next week might be different.
You are exactly right, sir. And he's also the president of UNICEF. And because of that, most people know who UNICEF is, but if they don't, you definitely got to look at UNICEF, UNECIF, I believe it is. We really love to honor Mr. John Mata because of what he does with UNICEF. And you know, with my award in 2015. So we're going to get you this year, and hopefully we can honor Mr. John Mata at the L.A. Convention Center with the big expo that we're doing. So set that up, have some fun. Man, it's so much fun doing my show. I love it, guys. I hope you're enjoying it. You know, got some cool people for you to meet, cool people to talk to. We have a couple callers, and they didn't talk to me before, but I'm going to go ahead and see if anybody wants to talk and say hi. We have a caller, 323-5191. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am. This is Valentino Brown, Cyberspace Media. Hey, how you doing, Norbert?
Summer? Hey, I have not seen you in a while, man. I know I when I was in town, I was supposed to meet up with you. I know I didn't, but hopefully I'll see you at the African Oscars when I get there. I'll be in town a little early, and, you know, once you find out where I'm at, we got to go have lunch or dinner again.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be ready. Thank you so much, Norbert. Summer, it was nice listening to you on the radio. Sonia, you're always a joy. Eric, you're the hostess with the mostest. What can I say? Also, I'd like to say, if anybody's out there tonight that will be coming to the comedy show, I will be there with the cast and crew, and we'll be doing the cyberbullying release and Stop the Nonsense tour. This has got to stop.
Definitely, definitely, man. Yeah, you guys definitely go to the Stop Tour group or Cyberwatch, and we're doing what we can to try to help stop the nonsense, stop these idiots that are posting these rip-off reports and these dumb blogs on people that are good people just because of personal vendettas, and, you know, stop the teen suicides and people that are just talking so harsh on social media. So we put a little coalition together, a little something to try to watch over those situations, and you know, Mr. Valentino is heading that up. So we appreciate you, Antino. I'm going to go ahead and grab another caller here, man, but we'll see you tonight, okay?
Also, I'd like to say one other thing. Thank you also, Eric, for the teens on air. I'll be looking forward to meeting with you tonight to get that straight for tomorrow.
Teens on air. What's going on with teens on air?
Remember, you were looking for somebody to help you out with that, and I wanted to say thank you.
I don't even remember when I give people positions. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your help, man. You'd come on and engineer that show. We appreciate it. So we appreciate you, Antino. So we're going to grab another caller, 323-3656. 323-3656. Are you there? Sometimes callers just like to sit back and enjoy and listen to the show, but we're going to give them one more chance, 3656, 323. If you're there, go ahead and say hi. It's okay. My voice won't bite you. Norbert will say hi back. We love you. Okay, you're not there. Cool. All right, so Easy Talk Live, guys, every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're trying to spice it up for you. Have fun. Do not miss tomorrow. Go to theeasyshow.com, letter E, letter Z, and check out who my guest is. Ashley Aragota is the new star, along with China and the big Disney stars. There's a new movie coming out on August 15th, Disney Channel's How to Build a Better Boy, and Ashley is one of the star cheerleaders on that whole movie, and we're blessed to have her. She's an amazing, amazing singer. She actually hosted an event we were involved in with AANM Promotions with Kaylee Stallings, and she's also on Lab Rats. She's on ABC's Families, The Fosters, and she's got some really cool surprises. We got some surprises for you guys, so don't miss it. Download the Eric Zulli app, E-R-I-C. Zulley on your Google Play or your Apple Store, and watch the show live. And you can also go to our fans wall and you could chat, and we help you connect to Hollywood. So you can ask your questions. We'll be looking for your questions. We will be asking your questions. And check this out, guys. We have thousands and millions, and I don't even know what we have. We have a lot of listeners, a lot of viewers. We have a following. And we will announce you if you tweet us, if you tweet me, ericzuley, we will announce your Twitter on air, on the show. We'll say, hey, Nobert Brown Jr., at Nobert Brown Jr., is asking a question to Ashley saying, how do you get your hair that color, or whatever. So we will highlight you because we want to help support you just like you help support us. So, Nobert, let's say another 2 minutes or so. Go ahead and promote whatever you want to promote. I know you got tons of things to talk about.
Well, yeah. You know, like I said, you know, the African Oscars is what's going on right now. Also, 2-1 Five Stilettos, the reality show. And you can go to Norbert Brown Jr. at Twitter, Norbert Brown Jr. at Facebook, NorbertBrownJr.com. And Norbert Brown is spelled N-O-L-E-R-T, Brown Jr., N-O-L-B-E-R-T, and then Brown, and then J-R Jr. So go ahead and look me up, find things that you want to talk about. Always join us on the Director's Corner. Always go to EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Get your tickets. I can't say it enough. Get your tickets for the African Oscars September the 13th in Hollywood. The red carpet starts at 4 o'clock to 6:30. You'll see all of the major stars. Get out there. Be a part of history. Be a part of the Easy Way. Be a part of Norbert Brown. Be a part of Jackie Christie. Be a part of Phoenix Rose. Be a part of all these things that's going on and going through the Easy Way Broadcasting. So be a part of that. Wear your tuxedo. Be sharp. Come on down. Be a part of something. We're about to break the level of no return for the superstars in the world with the African Oscars. So come on down, guys, and be a part of it. And keep on listening to Easy Way. Always listen to the Easy Way Broadcasting.
Yep, keep his knees away. The kids love it. Love you, Nobert. And guys, in honor of the film industry and the television industry, we have an amazing individual that's a very, very good friend of mine who's going to be coming out next week talking to you guys about some of the secrets and tips of how to get film financing and how to get film funding. And we actually have a lady that we're going to be talking to that specializes and works at 7 different firms that look for projects, that look for film projects to fund them. So you do not want to miss that show. Make sure that you mark your calendars next Thursday, 10:30 a.m. It's going to be amazing. Norbert, we appreciate you guys. So we're going to go ahead and let you go. And we appreciate the segment. Love Director's Corner. And what do you have in store for us next week?
Next week we're going to be having the founder of the African Oscars. Victor will be on the air next week. The founder of the African Oscars will be on the air next week.
Oh, okay. So I'm giving him love. So you better be giving me a lot of love on the Oscars then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Norbert Brown Jr., everybody. Thank you. It's Easy Talk Live, Director's Corner. So we're going to go a quick commercial break, and we appreciate you, Norbert. We'll be right back.
Thank you. All right.
Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuley treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
It's actually follow Eric Zuley now, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. But thank you. We appreciate that, Mr. Ed McMahon guy. And here's another quick commercial break for you guys.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuley and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop Tour, being held on September 27th at Busby's East Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Lane, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Dooley, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
Hi, I'm Adrian Paul. Apart from being a director and an actor, I'm also the founder of The Peace Fund. And I'm here to support the Stop the Nonsense Stop Tour, presented by Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be great food, great entertainment, and it's a great cause. So be there September 27th. Peace.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Dooley, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Dooley. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, so this is Easy Talk Live. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm going to go ahead and pop my girl Megan Henry and Crash Party behind us because we are about to be out. But appreciate everybody. And so what's going on with the Stop Tour, guys? You can go to Stop Tour on Facebook. Just search Stop Tour. Join the group if you have any questions. We are looking for artists. There's about 6 slots left for artists to perform on stage. We're looking for sponsors. We have about 4 slots left for that. You can be on the media wall. You can be on the big projector, the big screen. You can have your banner on the stage. You can be announced. The DJ can announce you. The host can announce you. We're going to be doing a lot of interviews. We have over 20 media companies covering this. 20 PR photos, major agencies, WTV networks, Fan TV, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, 3 printed magazines. This is going to be a big event. So we are looking for some sponsors, some companies that want to get their brand out there. You know, so it's supported. It's joint venture with a lot of great people. We have Shane Sparks from So You Think You Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, number 7th biggest dance choreographer pretty much in the world, going to be making an appearance. We have Breaking Tempo, which is one of the couple of the group members are Disney actors. They're amazing. They're an amazing rock band. They've performed a lot of the stuff we've done, toy drives and things. They're amazing. You're gonna love them. We have Megan Henry that might be there. We have Aretha Gray in the house from Betty White's Off the Rockers. She's gonna be doing a comedy type stick thing. We have Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, who's been, and all these celebrities, everybody's been tweeting this, man. They've been putting it out there like crazy. She's gonna be bringing her dancers. They're gonna do a whole Justin Bieber type dance performance, which is gonna be amazing. And Ernie Singleton, guys, Ernie Singleton, who was a very good friend of mine, one of our board members, one of my mentors. He's the former president of MCA Records, and he has over 139 platinum and gold albums behind him. Okay, he's about as big as he can get into the music industry, and he's going to be there watching everybody. So, you know, there's no guarantees, but he's going to be there. He's going to definitely be making an appearance. And you know, if you go to the flyer, you'll see a lot of great people in there. Zach Callison from Teens on Air on Easy Way Broadcasting. He's the voice of Steven Universe on Cartoon Network. He's going to be in the house. Sam Sarpong from MTV and BET, and the face of Ed Hardy, face of Tommy Hilfiger, Boy London, goes on and on. Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives LA. I can't think of everybody. Walter Jones, the original Power Rangers of Power Rangers. There's a lot of support. Karina Rico from School Dance with Nick Cannon. Just a lot of my friends, a lot of my team's friends. And it's just going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing day. And it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Busby's East, going until about 10 o'clock. So 2 to 3:30 is the red carpet, and then the performances go nuts. You got comedy, you got music, you got giveaways, raffle stuff. It's going to be crazy. So do not miss it. And this is the Stop Tour, hashtag Stop Tour, to help stop the nonsense. And just if you have nonsense that you think needs to be stopped, you have opinions, please go to that group, Stop Tour, or Stop the Nonsense, Cyber Watch Group, Stop Tour. Go to the Stop Tour group. Post your comments. It's a free group. It's open. We want to hear from you. We've got about 800, 900 members now in about a week. So we want to hear from you. We want to see your videos. We want to see your pictures. We appreciate you guys. So I hope you enjoyed this week's show. Don't miss tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ashley Aragoda. More information on theeasyshow.com. We're going to go ahead and finish this up with a little song by Tina Bell, Give Me Love. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The City and County of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.